Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 24th, and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Chronicles, chapters 7 to 9. Faithfulness, a key component to inherit God's blessings. We read in 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verses 1 and 2 like this. So all Israel was recorded by genealogies, and indeed, they were inscribed in the book of the kings of Israel, but Judah was carried away captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. These above verses are the climax to the genealogies outlining the descendants of those who returned to Judah from the exile. As the writer closes with the genealogies, there is a very important observation made about the people of Judah who were carried away captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. God is always looking for faithful people, and there is a huge scarcity of people who are faithful to God, their family, their commitments, their work, their relationships, and in all spheres of their lives. Maybe this is the reason for the psalmist to write the following, as we read in Psalms 12 verse 1 like this. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. Even the writer of Proverbs has made the following statement in Proverbs chapter 20 verse 6 like this. Most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? The Bible describes many blessings for people who are faithful. Number one, overflow. We read in Proverbs 28 verse 20 like this. A faithful man will abound with blessings. Number two, preservation. We read in Psalms 31 verse 23 like this. For the Lord preserves the faithful. Number three, salvation. We read in Matthew chapter 10 verse 22 like this. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. And number four, exaltation. We read in Matthew chapter 24 verse 45 like this. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Many great servants of God found in the pages of the Bible were categorized as faithful, like Abraham, Joseph, Moses, David, Elijah, Job, Daniel, Paul, and Timothy. Faithfulness is a characteristic of saints and should be exhibited in the service of God through declaring the word of God, by helping the brethren, in bearing witness, in doing work, in keeping secrets, and ultimately in all things. Even in the smallest matters, faithfulness is especially required in ministers, their wives, and their children. God expects us to be faithful with whatever resources that He has endowed us, whether it is our time, our talent, or our treasures. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2 like this. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Finally, let us never forget that there are future rewards awaiting us if we are faithful until our last dying breath. And this is the promise of God that we read in Revelation chapter 2 verse 10. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.